This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Senate passed a bill today that seeks to reform the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and better protect athletes against abuse. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bipartisan bill passed unanimously. It has a number of provisions designed to protect athletes in the wake of the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal, such as requiring the Colorado Springs-based USOPC to establish clear procedures and reporting requirements. It also increases the number of athletes on boards and panels to help identify problems sooner. And it gives Congress the power to dissolve the board of the Olympic Committee. The bill heads to the House, where Colorado Representative Diana DeGette is one of the co-sponsors. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The city of Lafayette has paid a ransom of $45,000 after a cyber attack last week. The ransomware targeted the city's computer network, blocking services like its phone, email, and online payment system. In a video shared today, Mayor Jamie Harkins says the city considered other options before paying the ransom.
After a thorough examination of the situation and cost scenarios, and considering the potential for lengthy inconvenient service outages for residents, we determined that obtaining the decryption tool far outweighed the cost and time to rebuild data and systems.
Harkins says the attack did not affect Lafayette's 911 and emergency dispatch services or compromise any personal credit card data. But officials have asked residents and city workers to watch their accounts for suspicious activity. The National Weather Service is warning the western slope areas surrounding the Pine Gulch wildfire to expect moderate to heavy smoke all day today. Weather Service forecaster Scott Stearns says smoke bringing harmful air quality will be pushed east towards the Rockies throughout the week.
Areas like Parachute, maybe even up as far as Rifle, will be kind of the focus area for smoke concern over the next few days.
The Pine Gulch fire was ignited Friday by lightning. It's burned more than 3,000 acres just north of Grand Junction. It is 5% contained. And there is more to come on All Things Considered this hour. In about 10 minutes, every August, Parisians leave and the tourists head to the French capital. But this year, the tourism industry is hurting, even as some Parisians enjoy a rare chance to explore their city. This is CPR News.